discuss the application of, with a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved based on the record. And since this action will have a positive impact on the current residents of the Stokely Medical Center, will continue to serve those individuals who are being serviced in the community and will be replacing their aging physical facility. That motion carried 5-0. The purpose of this application was to provide for a demolition of existing medical center, administrative offices, kitchen, and laundry, and to replace them with a new facility. It would provide for residential space for 54 existing residents with special needs, replacement space for the administrative offices, the medical facilities, and the kitchen and laundry. It would also provide for occupational and physical therapy. And that's all I have, John. Let's have a question.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
My name is William R. Davis. I work for State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
William R. Davis.
I just didn't hear.
Here to request a conditional use for of land in an AR1 area for a state health care facility.
Could you basically explain the reasons that you would like to have this application approved?
Yes, currently the existing medical center is beyond serviceable. It needs extensive amount of work. We can't perform that work in an occupied facility, so we're seeking to replace it with a new facility and in turn consolidate some of the other operations at Stokely into one facility. And it's impossible to do the work in an occupied facility.
Any questions of Mr. Davis?
That's right on the campus of Stokely, right? Correct.
Mm-hmm. Georgetown provides services.
Gentlemen, got a question?
Good room.
Okay. No question.
No, it doesn't seem to.
It complements the rest of the facility there, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, in character, sure.
Let's see if there's anyone else here who wishes to be heard regarding this. Any other member of the public present who wishes to be heard concerning the application of the State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management for the new medical center at Stokely? Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Did
planning and zoning,
they
did approve it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Read the title.
The title.
They basically just site plan, right, Lawrence?
Site plan required by ordinance. We don't, if there's no other stipulations, we don't normally put it in, but it's required by code anyway.
No, we're talking.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a state health care facility be located at a certain parcel of land lying in being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 701.59 acres.
Make a motion.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Make a motion to approve CU 1717.
Second.
Motion Mr. Duke, second Mr. Cole to approve conditional use number 1717, State of Delaware Division of Facilities Management for an extension to a Stokely institution. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. All done.
Approved.
That was the easiest one today.
That's a record for today.
Yeah. CU 1718, Mr.
You did
Bank.
A fine job.
This is an application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional sewer treatment facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.91 acres, more or less, lying southeast of West Barrier Reef Boulevard, 600 feet northeast of Crocodile Cove within Heron Bay Subdivision, which is southwest of Hopkins Road, also known as Road 286. This application was also reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on November 16th. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet, which Mr. Rodney White's going to pass out for you.
Cut Rob some slack, huh?
Looks just like the other one. It's thicker.
How'd you guys just spit
them out? We received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, from the Sussex Conservation District. Dennis Schrader, attorney, was present with Jack Schweppler, Scott Toller, and Rodney White of Artesian Water Company Incorporated on behalf of Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated. And gave testimony. Paul Jones, a professional engineer present representing Oakwood Village, spoke in support of the application by stating it would be better served with a regional treatment facility than several small facilities, and that it would be an economic benefit to the users overall. Gary Couples, president of ECI, was present in support and stated that the Carriage Greens project was deferred pending the outcome of this public hearing, and that this facility can serve the Carriage Greens project and the Oakwood Village project once approved. There were no parties present in support or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application and deferred action for further consideration. On November 30th of 2006, the commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1718 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated for a regional wastewater treatment facility to be located within the Heron Bay subdivision based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, Artesian Water Management Incorporated, a division of Artesian Water Company Incorporated, has contracted with Heron Bay Development to collect, treat, and dispose of sanitary sewer or sewage from the Heron Bay community. The area exists, and engineering designs have been performed and indicate that the wastewater treatment plant is capable of expansion to treat up to 400,000 gallons per day. Two, there is no county or other available public sanitary waste disposal facility providing for the adequate collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste to service this area. Three, Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area. Four, the application is appropriate at the subject site because it is in an area of residential development where central sewer is not otherwise available. Five, the granting of this application and the expansion of a pre-existing approved use will provide a waste treatment facility that will adequately and safely serve multiple communities and will not harm the environment. Six, the expansion requested will promote the health and safety of the residents of the community served as well as nearby residents. Seven, the waste treatment facility will provide services more efficiently and safely than other alternatives. Eight, this recommendation of approval is subject to the following conditions. One, all improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of DENREC, the County Engineering Department, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. Two, the expansion of the site for sanitary wastewater treatment and the use of rapid infiltration beds are subject to all other applicable laws, ordinances, rules, and regulations. Three, the facilities and infrastructure shall be designed to comply with county specifications. Four, the facilities and infrastructure will be designed and built to county specifications, so if in the future the county provides public sewer, the project will be capable of immediate connection. Five, treated waste water from the other developments will be returned by the sanitary waste treatment at Heron Bay to the developments for final disposal. Each development is responsible for the disposal of their own treated effluent. Six, treated wastewater from other developments will not be dispersed or disposed of by the rapid infiltration basins at Heron Bay. The rapid infiltration basins at Heron Bay are to be used solely for the disposal of treated wastewater from Heron Bay. Seven, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I remain Dennis Schrader, an attorney representing Artesian. Mr. Cole, gentlemen. This is application number 1718 for a regional wastewater treatment facility by Artesian. It is located in Heron Bay subdivision. I don't think I need to tell you, but I will put it on the record anyway, that Artesian wastewater is in fact a regulated utility of the state of Delaware. It does have certificates of public convenience and necessity and DNREC approvals for the construction of certain wastewater treatment plants statewide. Excuse me. The proposed site that this is located on, contains 8.91 acres, is located in an agricultural residential district, and currently could serve up to 325 equivalent dwelling units with a 97,600 gallon per day capacity. If granted the conditional use that is being sought for a regional wastewater treatment plant, the service could be increased to 1,330 EDUs with a disposal of 400,000 gallons per day. I will direct your attention to the books, and if you have tab number 8 in front of you, you'll be able to see in tab number 8 the regionalization that we're talking about here. Heron Bay, Wilkinson, and Spring Breeze, along with the other subdivisions that are shown in green, the blue are those which are currently certificated with the Public Service Commission. The green are those which are pending before the Public Service Commission. It is in this region and in any other area where the Public Service Commission or Department of Natural Resources may compel Artesian to take waste that it wishes to seek to have this service. The area is an environmentally sensitive developing area. It is a level 3 area. You have before you copies of books that contain similar material to that which we provided to you in application number 1711. I won't bore you with going through each of those, but again, I do direct your attention particularly to exhibit number 8. The water supply for this particular project will be from the Artesian Water Company. Gentlemen, we've had a discussion as it relates to 1711 directed by Mr. Cole about regionalization versus the county versus what is or is not appropriate, and this again is the proper place for a regional wastewater treatment plant for several reasons. One of them is it's not in a Sussex County Engineering Department study area. It is not planned that there be any county sewer there. Secondly, as we all know, instead of having 12 potential wastewater treatment plants on 12 separate subdivisions, the ability to place one plant in one subdivision with disposal sites is an efficient and cheaper way of providing wastewater treatment. And that is the purpose for this particular application, is to provide that more cost-efficient and effective means of wastewater treatment. I have with me, and still have with me, what I presume is still Rodney Wyatt, who is still Vice President of Operations Compliance by Artesian, and I'll bring him forward, ask him a couple questions, and we will make ourselves available for any questions that you all may have concerning this particular project at this particular site. Mr. Wyatt, you remain Rodney Wyatt of Artesian.
I do.
And you still have a college degree?
I do.
And you're still a Vice President of Operations Compliance.
I am Director of Operational Compliance.
And after that other application, you guys are still got these jobs?
Yes. You know, I thought he was at least going to be Vice President of Player Personnel by the time we got done with the last one. Mr. Wyatt, if you would be kind enough to direct everybody's attention to the appropriate tab, would you describe for us what's currently approved at this site and what you're proposing to do in the not-too-distant future if you're favored by this application?
Yeah, it would be exhibit number 5. Again, there's a conceptual site plan. The cross-hatched area is the area where the wastewater treatment plant and the rapid infiltration basins are located. The next page actually shows a layout of the rapid infiltration basins, and they are 6 basins here. I apologize. I got the last application. It was 5 basins instead of 6 for that application. The building is approximately 102 by 77. We actually have a building permit for that facility. The facility that we're going to build is actually a Fluidyne continuous flow batch reactor. It's a little bit different than the other one. It also has the ability, it has a membrane screening as well as a ultraviolet disinfection.
And Mr. Wyatt, the plant that's already, or there is a plant currently proposed and approved for Heron Bay, is that correct?
That is correct.
And if you were to expand that plant in order to make it a regional facility, what are we talking about in terms of plant expansion, disposal area expansion, and capacities?
Okay, the building that I mentioned is large enough to handle the wastewater treatment process for the expansion. The diagram that's in part of six shows a color photo of the building proposed. The next page actually shows the footprint of the wastewater treatment plant, and that particular plant, as it is laid out there, would handle, or has the ability to handle 400,000 gallons per day. The rib system, which was the six basins that I talked about, they have capacity for probably about 650 EDUs.
If you were granted the opportunity by the council and the planning commission to have this conditional use, is it correct that any rates that you may charge would be reviewed and approved through the Public Service Commission?
That's correct. All rates that we charge are reviewed.
All of your designs and all of the technical requirements that go into the engineering side of your application would be reviewed and approved by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. Is that correct?
That is correct.
If you were granted this conditional use, would your company then enter into contracts with separate subdivisions, either with the developers or homeowners association, to provide the services of a wastewater treatment plant and disposal system?
We would.
But you do not have, if I'm correct, the ability to go outside those contract areas and compel people to connect to your system. Is that also true?
That is true.
If someone had a failing septic system in an area that is not within one of these subdivisions, would you be obligated to connect that person under DNREC or Public Service Commission rules and regulations?
We would.
Okay, but so it would be a voluntary connection if a person who is not in one of these subdivisions sought connection to your system.
That's correct.
Do you have the consent of the landowners at Heron Bay to make this application?
We do.
And you have the consent of the owners of Heron Bay in order to expand your proposed plant?
We do.
And do you have in this area, or is there in this area, availability from other sources, such as the county or Tidewater, for this type of service to be provided?
Well, there is not at this time.
Gentlemen, I would point out to you, and we'll conclude Mr. Wyatt's testimony and have available Mr. Schrepler, Scott Toller, Mr. Wyatt, John Thader, all available to answer questions as you may see fit. This is a public utility that is a treatment plant that requires a conditional use. It's regional in its nature in the sense that it would serve more than one potential subdivision. In this case, we're talking about one treatment plant potentially serving as many as 12 subdivisions, so that you don't have, it's sort of like the cell phone tower complexes that we had in the 90s. You're not going to have a wastewater treatment plant on each and every subdivision. This is generally a public benefit. It's thought to be a public benefit. It will be for the welfare and convenience of all the people in the area. I have prepared, submitted to Mr. Griffin and to Mr. Lank findings of fact and proposed conditions. If they meet with your approval, they do vary, however, from those that were submitted by Mr. Johnson for this reason. Mr. Johnson, in his conditions 5 and 6, attempted to say that the wastewater that was treated at a particular site would go to Heron Bay, then treated and returned for disposal to a particular subdivision, so that if it came from the coal subdivision, as an example, the coal wastewater would go to the treatment plant, go back after treatment to coal subdivision. Scientifically, you can't do that because you can't separate the accumulated waste into various types of...
Oh, ours is different. Ours is different.
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Cole.
Caleb verified. He knows.
Because I would have wanted it.
I don't know, Mr. Cole. I won't make no comment.
I wish Mr. Phillips had been here to hear that also.
Well, he would.
He
uses it in his fields.
But it's impossible to segregate it because once it goes to the wastewater treatment,
it all looks the same.
It all comes out the same. It's all got to go back the way it came out. So you can't quantify it and send it right back where it came from. For those reasons, the conditions that I have prepared delete references to 5 and 6. to address concerns that were earlier addressed in conditional use 1711. We have asked, as did Mr. Johnson, that the proposed facility be built in accordance with county specifications so that if at a later date the county were to want to undertake the takeover of this particular project or plant, it would be compatible with the county specifications. Although I would point out that this is not in a study area, nor is any county regional facility plan in this particular area. I also have with me three gentlemen sitting to my right who may wish to address the council on this particular application. Thank you. We'll stand down and answer questions.
Now or later? Question or
convenience, Mr. Pope.
Mr. Rogers, can I ask one?
Can I ask one first?
Go ahead.
This would be kind of a different approach with the private sector stepping up to the plate and one of the regional more than subdivision sewer plants. Do you see that as being the beginning of the end of the county forwarding out on? Because, you know, the whole east side of the county is under a study area this time. We're studying, Mr. Mineco Store started it, and Mr. Izzo's continuing it to look at the whole big plan. Now with the town of Melton privatizing and, you know, basically a turf war between Artesian and Tidewater wanting to get all the rights, do you see that as, because you can move much faster, that I don't think there's an intention. What really concerns me is it may not be a bad way to go. And I know the PSC regulates the rates, but down the road, when your costs go up, inevitably that's going to go into the consumer and all the constituents in the fixed income because of the growth coming here are going to be burdened with that extra cost. And I just see in Melton with it being real dangerous, and you being the authority on sewer in the county, you might want to answer that.
Well, let me take the rate part.
Lawyer, he's not an authority. Well, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Let me take the rate part, and I'll let Rodney take the tech side of it. As the rates go, and you're looking at two parts that are going to go into the rate study. One of them is going to be the fixed overhead maintenance, and those are the costs that everybody knows that are going to be the same every year, which was debt reduction or what have you. But the variables, which would be the chemicals, the electricity, the cost of labor, the cost of petroleum, as an example, are all going to go up and down the scale, and they're all going to fluctuate as the economy fluctuates, if and when it becomes necessary for Artesian to change its rates, predicated upon a change in one of those variable overhead and maintenance costs, then it, like every other regulated utility, has to go back to the rate model, present the information to the Public Service Commission, and see what happens to the rate. What's the difference between that and the county? None. Because the county engineering department comes down here every June and says, you know, we got bonded indebtedness to SRF or USDA or whoever it is, and that stays the same, but our electricity went up, our chemical costs went down, our labor costs have changed, we do this, that, and the other. And gentlemen, Mr. Baker and Mr. Izzo, once each year, come down and prove to you that they're entitled to the rates that they want for the various districts that they
We're
have.
We're able to reduce them through grants.
When they're available.
You know, so. Transfer tax and other sources.
Well,
that's the difference.
That's
what
I'm
saying. But
it is public funding. And in this case, if you accept the model that special betterments should be paid for by those who get the special betterments, then the consumer is the one who would get the benefit.
Yeah, I think the reason why we're here today to obtain a conditional use for a facility is that we think that running a facility with a number of customers is just a cost-effective way to do it, and it helps us keep our rates low, that we want to provide a very good service to the consumer. So that's why we do that. To address your other question, we've made a concentrated effort to meet with the county engineering staff and identify, for lack of better words, holes in where they can't get to provide wastewater treatment. Certainly, Artesian is a 100-year-old water company, and it's very important to us that we protect the groundwater, because that's a resource for us, so it's very important to us. It's very important to a lot of other people because we need it to survive, but it's very important to us as a commodity to provide to the residents of Delaware. So we've made a concentrated effort to meet with the county and try to fill those holes, and we worked very, very well with the county, and we look at it that way. We're not out there trying to take away what you guys already want to do, and we want to work as a team.
My question would be, when you got that circle in tab 8, okay, I mean, years ago we got a lot of negative comments about the concern when people would wake up and find out that they're in a franchise area. Is there any kind of franchising happening at the Department of Natural Resources? When you come in and locate here, can another competitor come in right down the road and do the same thing? Or have you staked out an area that Department of Natural Resources is going to automatically force landowners in that area to deal with you, because then they have a difficulty in negotiating. Is what's occurring here?
If you take a look at the tab, there were two different colors. One was blue, one was green. One is those areas where it's certificated and they're authorized to deliver the service. The blue, I believe, is it the green?
Right, but
green is pending. Blue is
What's the big circle on there?
It means nothing. It was just a circle we put on there. We are not allowed to serve anybody who doesn't want us to serve.
Okay, but a property owner between Harbison Farm and Heron Bay, there's some fields in there. Can he go to you and negotiate sewer service? And can he go to your competitor or two or three of them?
Yes,
or will Department of Natural Resources say no because of the proximity, et cetera, et cetera? We don't want any more plants. They've got to deal with you.
No.
Do we know that for sure?
The Department of Natural Resources doesn't control the CPCN issue. They issue permits that are presented to them, and they have to meet the requirements. They have no control over telling someone where they have to go. The only person that has that type of control is the county and the municipalities.
Okay, and the other question would be 400,000 gallons. How many EDUs would that be? How many homes?
1,250, depending upon how you count.
That's one good subdivision.
Well, yeah, and I think you should also be aware that there's two different, the EDU calculation runs anywhere from 250 gallons per day to about 300 plus
gallons. But you're talking about probably 1,200 units.
Somewhere between.
At this plant.
The maximum that I calculated was 1,330.
Do you have space here? If 1,200 units, like I said, it doesn't take much to get 1,200 units in this county. Do you have of area available to expand to be able to raise that to higher numbers of units? Or are we going to get, in a sense, these little plants, we're going to get a proliferation of them because they're not big enough to handle 5,000 and 6,000 units?
You're talking about bigger than 1,330 or up to 1,330?
Well, I'm just saying the 400,000 gallons, if that's only going to max out at a build out of 1,200 units, that could be only maybe one more of these subdivisions. I don't know how big they are, but it doesn't take much to get to 1,200 units.
Well, I think the limitation is a matter of science, and the question is, if you get to 400,000 and the 1,330 EDUs are expanded and exhausted, if you will, then the consideration is, do you have the ability or is there room available in this particular project to enlarge the plant, or should there be another plant in another location? The answer
somebody referenced earlier in that other application about
they
don't want all these plants all around. Is this going to happen because they're not big enough is what my concern is.
The difference between this application and that application was you had three wastewater treatment facilities within less than a mile. The county can't serve in the Piney Neck area because it doesn't have an existing sewer district, so that's different. Here there is no county district, but you only have one regional wastewater operator who is proposing to serve the particular area. Hypothetically, if you get, I don't know how much more land use planning would permit within that particular region, but the potential is there that there may be a need for another plant.
All right, okay.
But in this case, again, we're talking about one plant,
well, I'm just,
12 I, subdivisions, which okay. is better than 12 small plants.
I didn't
plants.
Know what 400,000, you've now put that into some kind of context. Thank you.
Jack wanted me to remind you that, like I said before, the Public Service Commission has sort of the same authority that the counties and the municipalities has. I mean, they can force people to.
Right. So because of the proximity of your plant and you had capacity, they could tell somebody you need to do them. Right.
Right. Yes.
Right. I would assume that would be.
If you have a failing system and approximate plant with a collection ability, the answer is yes. Although
I'm talking about one of these fields, though. A guy who owns 100 acres in this area within that circle. Would he be forced if he goes to DNRHC and says, I want my own on-site little plant?
No. The answer is no to that. We're talking about compulsory connection for somebody who has a failing system.
That's the only compulsory failing.
If he has 100 acres and he feels like he wants to go to the expense of having a wastewater treatment plant building his 100 acres and using up whatever available land is required.
Or negotiate with one of your competitors. I'm just concerned about the negotiating. I want to see the marketplace being able to keep,
I'm not sure that's our focus, really.
Well, I know, but if you're a property owner in that area and we approve this, Jim, we may set into motion.
That's all controlled.
We may set into motion, though, because of our approval, a franchise-type atmosphere, which might be detrimental to other property owners that aren't aware of what's going on. That's all.
Owners have a choice.
That's what I'd like to know.
You want me to see if there's anyone else here who might
absolutely
have a...
Absolutely, Mr. Griffin, that would be very nice.
Is there anyone else here who may have a question, a concern, or an opposition?
Where that must be against it.
Are you part of the applicants, or...?
No, not officially part of the applicants. My name is Paul Jones. I represent Oakwood Village Subdivision. We are negotiating with Artesian to be part of this regional system. And I didn't mention I'm a licensed professional engineer. My background is in private practice consulting, some of which has been in the wastewater business. I've worked for Denrec. And basically, want to just say that some of the things that were discussed here today, I'm not sure that it's understood that we're talking about, in most cases, subdivisions that have, for example, our subdivision has preliminary approval, and we had a preliminary approvals based on a wastewater treatment plant and disposal system, and we had already made arrangements for Artesian to operate that system. As we have now the opportunity to have a larger regional system also operated by Artesian, we see that as a benefit for not only Artesian, but our eventual residents of our subdivision, because the economy of scale that you get from a regional system. Sure, the rates may go up, they probably won't likely go down. The fixed cost will be there, as Mr. Schrader said, but the operational cost of having multiple treatment plants is certainly going to be higher, going to be more labor intensive than having a central system. And so therefore, when labor costs go up, when you have more employees because you have all these multiple systems, the rates are going to go up more proportionally. So rather than belaboring that point, I want to just state that I am in favor of the application, and also believe that the modifications suggested by Mr. Schrader on the conditions are worthwhile and should be considered.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is this the appropriate time to ask if there's any persons here who object, or are we finished with the people who are in support? Are you in support of?
Sure.
Okay. Could you briefly state that, sir?
I just could give your name and address, say I support it if you want.
My name is Lee Robinson. I live at 31017 Conley's Chapel Road. First of all, I have to apologize. I'm not really from the state of Delaware. I came here 33 years ago. They allowed me to start voting a couple years ago. So,
7.5 years, you'll be okay.
I know it's been a long day for all of you, and my remarks are going to be very short. I live adjacent to Oakwood Village. I own 63.5 acres, all woods except for 1 acre that my house is on is cleared. This project is going to enhance my property values, no matter what happens. So obviously I'm in favor of it.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
Pretty simple.
At this point, can we
follow the money?
Is there anyone here who has a statement to make, a question to ask, or an opposition to make? Let the record show that Mr. Couples, are you asking permission to speak?
Well, I would just speak in support of Mr. Griffin.
Okay, I think that's pretty clear. Is there anyone here who objects to this application? Let the record show that there's no one here who objects. It's your pleasure, gentlemen.
Was there an issue with 5 and 6 or something? What was that issue again that I refer back to? Mr. Schrader handed us something and made some comments about 5 and 6.
I think that was the last time.
May I speak, Mr. Griffin?
Surely.
There was a set of proposed conditions that was made a part of the motion by Mr. Johnson at the time that they were prepared for the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Right.
Page 10.
They have copies.
We have copies. The set that I have prepared and proposed for you do not have the conditions concerning the integrated waste going from a particular subdivision to the treatment facility and being returned to the site from which it originated.
Thank you. We will close the public hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen? An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional sewer treatment facility. to be located in a, on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.91 acres.
Gentlemen, whoever makes the motion, we have proposed facts of finding and proposed conditions. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else?
And Mr. Schrader's suggested or proposed conditions on number one under conditions, I would add, if you're favorable, the county engineering department in that sense.
Gentlemen, make it, when you make your motion, make sure that you specify the facts of finding as placed in the record by Mr. Schrader. And he had one version here that had seven and one had five.
Well, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation had seven, Mr. Schrader's has five.
We'll go with a longer one.
I'd suggest that number one include the Sussex County Engineering Department, if you're reading Mr. Schrader's. He's suggesting that you delete number five and number six.
Where do you want that? Where are you talking about?
It would go right after.
This page or the front?
This
page.
Yeah. It would go after.
Schrader wants to give us two of them.
Huh? Okay.
Two.
Where it says in any other government agency ought to be the Sussex County.
Should include the Sussex County Engineering as
Sussex
reference.
County Engineering.
But they have to be built to county specs.
Perfect.
With so, the state's approval.
Gentlemen, make the motion and read that in with it, please. Who's going to make it? Anybody? Dies because of lack of motion.
I'll make the motion, but I'm not sure where you want the county engineering in there.
It would go just like it is in the number second one page of the commission. It would be at the second page under proposed condition number one. All improvements for collection, treatment, disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, comma, Sussex County Engineering Department, comma, or any other governmental agency.
Okay. I'll make that motion. So, Reverend Mr. Lang.
And we're using the applicant's conditions, correct?
Correct.
1718.
Yeah, the five conditions.
Motion made by Mr. Dukes with on conditional use number 1718, Artesian Water Company, with the conditions as read by Mr. Lank into the record. For the modifications you stated, correct?
Five conditions as suggested by the applicant with the correction I read about County Engineering Department.
Okay. Gentlemen, you've heard that. I need a second on that. Motion by Mr. Dukes. Second by? Anybody? Mr. Cole, you have a question? Jones, back here.
Jones is hiding his face, but I think he's saying he wants. We had it up like this, so nobody could see it. Is that?
I would never.
Are you on the record for seconding?
Second motion.
About 15 minutes ago.
Jones is trying to.
I thought you wanted to do it.
This is definitely a full moon day.
Motion made by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Jones. To approve conditional use number 1718, Artesian Water Company Incorporated with the five conditions with the modifications stated by Mr. Lang.
Duke Jones.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes because there appears to be a need in the area for this type of service, and there are certain safeguards into making sure that the private wastewater company will meet the state law. Yes.
Mr. Colwidge, yes. Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning with the modified conditions as read into the record, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips, yes. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes also with the conditions.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes with the conditions.
My vote is yes with the conditions. Motion passed. Mr. Schrader, get paid.
1 hour 4, not bad.
Any additional business brought before council? If not, entertain a motion.
That's Dennis's box at Plastic.
Mr. Dukes, Mr. Dukes, Mr. Godwin to adjourn.
I'll get the rest of it.
Oh, no.
I need that white box.
Oh, no.
Hours.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All in favor, think about saying aye.
Aye.
Say nine.
For the invite, but I'm not. I'm not a voting member. No.
I think he picked up on that.